Thursday, May 12th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, 77 years ago, it was Victory Day in Russia on May 9th, 1945. It marked the defeat of Nazi Germany. It falls one day after victory in Europe, VE Day. This past Monday, Vladimir Putin, the head of the government of Russia, made an 11-minute speech talking about the victory, which happened some 77 years ago. They had a military parade, and perhaps the biggest news was what wasn't at the military parade.
What happened? Well, you had the parade commemorating. We call it World War II. They call it the Great Patriotic War. And Russia paid a significant price, damage and destruction and loss of life. Somewhere between 25 and 30 million people died in Russia alone. What was interesting in this celebration event was what was not present. One was a complete display of the missile power of Russia. Secondly, they were going to have this massive flyover of their military jets. Thirdly, there was going to be a flyover of the Doomsday plane, which is this massive airplane that is designed to carry the essentials of the Russian government, including Putin, who of course is the head of the Russian government, was to carry them in case of a nuclear war. And it was going to be displayed as a signal that we can carry on a nuclear war from the air with all of its communication and technology and defense systems. We'll be able to protect our national leader. That wasn't displayed. Now, the question is why? It's hard to put on a grand display of military power when a third-rate country has basically stymied your invasion. You have them outnumbered 3, 4, 5 to 1. You have your superior technology, but yet Ukraine has basically thwarted this 3-month invasion, and it's an embarrassment not only to Russia in general, but to Putin in particular, and to the military specifically. And it's just incongruous to put on this display that's supposed to be a PR statement to the world, look at our might, when in fact they have been stymied, thwarted in terms of their objectives in Ukraine. Secondly, there's just something that's nagging when you have to go all the way back in your history of 77 years to find something worthwhile in your history whereby you can demonstrate your power. What has happened for 77 years? The stories might have begun this way. Well, yes, there was a marvelous strategic and persistent response to the Germany invasion. Now, what's happened since then? The dissolution of Russia, the abandonment of Lenin, the abandonment of Stalin. Khrushchev basically tore down the Stalin memory and the Stalin regimes and even the Stalin statutes. And then you have Gorbachev dismantling Khrushchev. And then you have the dismemberment of the Soviet Union and the Iron Curtain falling, the defeat in Afghanistan and other territorial wars that they lost. And now the Ukrainian debacle, it doesn't match up.
Harry, you have written a lot about leadership. I look at what's going on in Russia compared to what's going on in Ukraine. And what does that say about the leadership at the top?
It's not inspirational and it's not aspirational. Now, I think one of the reasons why is there's three maxims, as I talk about in my book, 3D Leadership. They know their mission and they are committed to it. Number two, they take care of their people. And number three, they reproduce other leaders. Putin has done none of those three things. Even though there is utter control of news accounts in Russia, the stories are leaking out. One of the reasons for this fiasco in Ukraine, no morale. Why are we doing this? And what are the aspirational goals to this? Secondly, their tactics, which include bringing warfare against people who speak your language in many cases. And in some cases, we used to be united with you in a country. And now you're bringing warfare, not just against combatants, but non-combatants, war crimes that are taking place that are already documented and very clear. Well, the morale is gone. And then you look at the surrounding leaders around Putin. where are the vibrant young leaders? They're not there. There's just the old cadre that surrounded him. Tom, I think you've got another thing that you and I in conversation were talking about, and that's his appearance.
Pretty obvious if you looked at Putin during this speech on May 9th and compare it to a photograph of him just a few months earlier. Pretty obvious that he was on some sort of medication which has caused significant puffiness in his face.
Yeah, you have to wonder what that is. Of course, that's usually indication of some kind of steroid applications. It was noticeably a different configuration and enlargement of his face and his appearance. His skin looked florid. He is very careful to historically manage his appearance opportunities. The vibrant leader of Russia, reminiscent of how Hitler always put the strong Aryan Germans out front in publicity and tried to use the Olympics as a display of that in the 1930s. You see all of that taking place, and so I think the message came, hey, we need to sing in a minor key. We need to mute this thing a little bit. This isn't Western journalists speculating on what was going to happen at this parade. These were communications coming from Russia about the flyover, the doomsday aircraft. Messages had been sent out. They were clearly communicated, but they were noticeably absent with no explanations. Fact, they said they were going to be there, but they're not. Fact is there's a reason why they're not. But now speculation, I've tried to give some of the reasons why I think that's true. But let me just finish up, Tom, by returning to a Christian world and life view. One of my favorite passages of scripture was at the core of the ministry of one of my mentors. R.C. Sproul wrote and taught extensively on Isaiah 6. Here's the way it starts off. In the year King Uzziah died, then what? I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the smoke, that is the presence of power and grandeur, and his train, the length of it was the statement of authority, and his train filled the temple. The doorposts trembled in his presence, and the angels were equipped so that their eyes were covered, their feet were covered, and they remained suspended in air, not even to land in the presence of his holiness. And you see the contrast. And here's something that I want to say to all of our listeners to today in perspective. As you look at the advance of the kingdom of darkness through the kingdoms of this world, remember, they all die. King Uzziah died. The year he died, they all have an appointment with death. And so do the kingdoms. They all dissolve. Soviet Empire, if the Lord tarries, the United States of America, all of the empires of this world dissolve. But there is a king who is eternal, self-existent, who has all authority in heaven and on earth, and that is our King Jesus. We live by the power of the cross and in the authority of his crown. And his kingdom is forever. Don't you love it when we sing that in the Hallelujah chorus? And he shall rule forever. It doesn't dissolve. It continues to move forward until the praise of the king covers the earth as the waters cover the sea through the gospel of the kingdom. And those weapons that cannot be defeated, the weapons of the spirit, and the armor of Christ, which clothes his ambassadors. And that's the lesson. The kings of this world, they all fade away. But we serve the king who reigns forever. And his kingdom shall know no end. Now, you are an ambassador of Christ. You do not have to mute the greatest statement of his power, the power of the gospel, to save men and women from the power of sin, the penalty of sin, and transform us so that we, who were the practitioners of rebellion against the glory of God, now become instruments so that no matter what we do, we can do all to the glory of God, that Christ the King would be preeminent.
Dr. Harry Reeder's book, 3D Leadership, is devoted to equipping the church and believers to multiply and mobilize leaders in all walks of life. To obtain a copy of 3D Leadership, go to briarwood.org/3D. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.